day at Hilton Head Island after feeling dissociated from my body for too long. Allison is asleep on her stomach, and the tan line on her bottom is crisp and as smiling as the tree line pinning down the sky's corners like a bright tent. Downshore, a Ukrainian family shouts over a stingray they've reeled in, and Sally rises to help with the unhooking, tail restrained by the flat of a fishing knife, gills flared in undress. A man messages me on a dating app about going night swimming, and I feel myself harden against the sand. We join the dolphins, sawing through the inlet, and float with the ocean coming in, arms outstretched, our hands open to the sky and pooling with water. Pelicans dive after jumping fish, flashing like razor blades in the sunlight. We hover, our bodies almost as glaring on the surface of the salted black, and let the current carry us a little way. We all must give to the flux of things. On shore, a beautiful man teaches a less beautiful man how to run with proper form, and ants congregate on the bleached exoskeleton of a crab. Jellyfish brush against my back, and suddenly I am dripping on my hands and knees at the water's edge. Air wraps around my waist, and hands spread wet sand out from my spine like wings. "Why," someone asks, "are you laughing?"